This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We have a second kid in as many weeks that putted a ball on a basketball court and went into a teeny tiny little hole at the other end. This time, Bradley University freshman Trevor Fry.
It happened again?
Says, I quote, never golfed in my life. My mom entered me and said, hey, you might win a car. Go for it. And sure enough, he's got his putter. There's the ball. It goes all the way down the length of the court into the hole. He wins a car.
Oh, he did get a car for that?
He won a car. The other kid at Texas Tech last week got his tuition paid because Mahomes was so excited. Mahomes was in the audience.
I think he only won a couple of $1,000, but then Mahomes was like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take care of your tuition.
Yeah, the poor first kid. Sam, did you read the initial prize? Was like, to do all of that, a 1-in-a-million shot across an entire basketball court.
It was like $5.
No, it wasn't. It was like a Yeti and like earbuds.
Hey, you know.
Was the original prize for
make some nice coolers.
For that.
Yeah.
And then Mahomes threw in tuition. Good for them.
Chipotle CEO Scott Boatwright telling NBC News that for the time being, the restaurant is going to keep costs constant for consumers, even as some of their goods cost move higher. Go ahead.
When they first skyrocketed in popularity, they were one of the more expensive, to the point that they were listed as fast casual and not fast food. Now, if you want a good, hearty meal, you can go to Chipotle and spend $9. You want that much food from any other restaurant, you're looking at $20 minimum.
That's a fair point. The CEO, Mr. Boatwright, says it is our intent as we sit here today to absorb the costs because some tariffs go into effect tomorrow. Which is going to increase the price of avocados, of which they use a lot. For the most part, Chipotle is insulated from many of the costs implied by the type of tariffs that are being proposed, which, if followed through with tomorrow, would set 25% duties on Canada and Mexico and an additional 10%, I believe, on ones from China, on top of the 10% levied last month. They're going to try to keep prices the same for now. Good.
Well, it's not like they're putting eggs in their products.
Well, but the avocado is going to go up 25% starting tomorrow.
And guacamole is already expensive.
But wait, when you go to a breakfast restaurant, they are in the business of dishing out more eggs than anybody.
Oh, sure.
When you go to Chipotle, not everybody wants guacamole or avocado.
Right.
Like, in fact, I would argue most people don't.
So if anything, they should surcharge the guacamole add-on.
Bingo.
Which they already. I mean, I think it's like $2.50 if you want guacamole. I never get it because
I don't. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan anyway. Even on chips and stuff like that, I couldn't help but notice that when I came home from the remote on what was it Saturday, Sam? We had to do that.
Yeah,
there were about 4 avocados on the kitchen counter. Somebody was thinking ahead, and it wasn't me.
What, you're going to keep those for the next few years?
I do. I'll tell you.
I'll take them off your hands.
My hidden talent is buying avocados to make avocado toast, and then I don't, and they rot, and I have to throw them away.
Really?
The toast rots, too.
All the time.
Well, it's not because you don't want the avocados. It's you don't eat bread, but yet you buy bread.
Yeah, there's that too. But I really do, like, every once in a while, I want me some avocado toast. And I'll be in the store, and I'm like, oh, let's do that.
Why don't you just eat
4 or 5 days later?
Just
I'm like,
raw Rrr. Avocado.
I mean, do you forget before the time you leave
I just
the
forget.
Grocery store and you get home?
You don't eat a raw avocado. It's not a hand fruit.
I do.
Yes, you can. People put it on their salad all the time. Little,
sure.
Little pieces of avocado.
You made it look avocado. Like I was eating it out of my hand. He just said, you can't see this because we're radio, but he literally just goes, you don't just eat an avocado, and he cupped his hand as if to have an apple in it and took a bite of it.
You cut it in half and then take go back the around the out. Other half, open it up, take out that free ball with the little toy in the
ball.
Middle.
Sprinkle a little salt and pepper, grab a spoon,
and then
have a dip.
Either spoon it out or you can do slices.
Eat it like ice cream.
You know, you can take that little ball and
throw it at somebody
and grow your own avocado.
Or use it in a slingshot against your worst enemies.
You could do that too.
Now, there is a trick. If you make homemade guacamole, keep the ball and put it in the guacamole. It'll help keep it green longer.
Really? Yep.
Wait a minute. Say that part again.
If you make homemade guacamole,
yep.
Keep the seed, which we're calling a ball for some reason. It's a seed.
It's like a ball.
Looks like a ball to
me. There, and put it into the guacamole after you make it with a little bit of lemon juice on top. It'll stay green longer.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, that lemon juice really helps.
All right. Well, while we're talking cooking tips, Martha Stewart, if you take that guacamole with the ball inside it and you buy everything bagel seasoning and you dump just like a little bit in there and stir it up, it's the greatest thing you've ever had in your entire life.
In guacamole?
Oh, my gosh. And are you pronouncing that in an awkward manner?
It's almost like putting sour cream on Mexican food.
I feel like you're saying guacamole.
He is. He's saying guacamole.
Guacamole.
Although, Dan, I would correct you in proper diction and pronunciation in Spanish. If the U is after the G, you still pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Guacamole.
Or guacamole.
Guacamole. It's a mole. That's a waka.
You know who was at the White House last week? Macron.
Yeah. I sent my parents everything bagel seasoning because down in Mississippi, they don't have it. And when they were up here,
I don't even know what that is.
It's the seasoning they put on the everything bagel at Bagel and Bagel.
It's the sesame, it's the poppy.
It's everything. It's garlic.
So you test positive for heroin when you get your company drug testing?
Is that a real thing?
If you eat enough poppy seeds, yes, you can pop on a drug test.
There was a lady who had her child taken from her. Now, whether or not it was really from the poppy seeds has yet to be known.
But well, how would you prove it either was or it wasn't?
Maybe the elevated levels.
How many muffins did you eat, woman?
Enough.
My God.
All of them.
Is that what the kids call them these days is muffins?
Mm-hmm.
I swear, officer, it was just the poppy seed bagel.
A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Waco, Texas last evening after it hit severe turbulence that injured 5 passengers. SkyWest Flight 5690, which was operating as United Express, took off from the Springfield, Missouri airport at 4:48 yesterday, was headed to George Bush Intercontinental Airport. The Bombardier experienced turbulence while en route and had to make an emergency landing at Waco Regional Airport. Mm-hmm.
We booked flights last night. Can I just have an early grievance this week?
Sure.
What they say to you is, for free, you can choose your seats. And then when you get to the screen where it's time to choose your seats,
I know where you're going.
None of the seats are free.
Yeah.
There was like one left in the very back. But no, this was
Frontier.
United.
Oh, what?
No, this was United. So the first class, that's just X'd out. You're like, minion, we know you ain't riding first class. Then the main body of the plane, they're all X'd out. Or you could uncover one of those X's for $90. It was some ridiculous fee. The only two seats that were left were in the very back of the plane, not near each other. And then those were, quote, free or built into the price. What kind of scam do they have going on there?
Well, the same scam that Frontier has going on, where if you go up to the counter to check in and you have checked bags.
Don't you ask them any questions.
Don't go over 40 pounds either. 1 pound over, it's 100 bones.
I thought Frontier was also the airline that if you go up and ask a question, you're charged for the question.
I believe they do have a policy, whether or not they carry that out every single
Scott,
time.
Scott, look
I
it
do
up.
Not know.
It is.
I've only flown Frontier once, and I'll never do it again.
I only flew it once, and it said, warning, You are agreeing when you click this box that you are going to show up, no luggage, no questions. And that if you have a question of our staff that is paid to be there at the gate or at the booth,
the kiosk,
there will be an additional fee.
Now, there are...
Do they charge by the minute like a lawyer?
I don't know.
A number of people on Reddit claiming this to be true about a year ago. $20 for...
Per question.
Airport agent assistance.
Define assistance and how long does it last?
Can you point out the restroom for me, please? $20.
Self-service is free.
Can you imagine going into a restaurant and you are there to purchase a $100 meal for you and your girlfriend? Mm-hmm. And you walk in and they say, you know, we'll seat you... And most of the seats are free. But if you want to sit over there...
By the window.
But yeah, that's going to be an extra $50.
I'm sure there's a lot of servers and other folks out there who would appreciate that charge. Stop some of these dumb questions coming in.
Like what?
What is on avocado toast? Well, avocado! What's it on? Toast!
Can you imagine
do you want it or not?
A surcharge on this program every time one of us asks a dumb question?
Oh, no. The station would be broke.
Paid directly to me, please.
Oh, come on!
I put a quarter cash in the jar. And Venmo.
What's the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day.
$20.
That sounds pretty good. I think we'll have that. You remember that from Dumb and Dumber? What's the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day. That sounds pretty good. I think we'll have that.
It's French.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So I got an email, and forgive me if I mispronounce the prosecutor's name in Jackson County. It's either Melissa Johnson or Melissa Johnson and just spelled differently. I'm going to go with Melissa Johnson. If I'm wrong, hit me up on the text line. And I'm going to read. We're going to do something we rarely do. We're going to read right off of their press release. But who cares? The story's worth it. Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson announcing felony charges today against a Kansas City man for stealing a Kansas City Area Transportation Authority city bus. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
He took a bus.
And then assaulted a police officer yesterday, allegedly. Shahid Pratt is charged with assault in the second degree, stealing a motor vehicle, in particular a bus, and tampering in the first degree. Kansas City police responded to the area around 75th and Prospect regarding a stolen KCATA bus and observed the defendant in the driver's seat. Officers gave the defendant multiple verbal commands to please exit the bus. He said no. When officers attempted to unlock the bus doors, the defendant reached out of the driver's window and struck an officer with a metal bar. That is not recommended. Officers were able to use multiple less lethal options to detain the defendant. He's booked on $50,000 bond, has 11 prior felony convictions. Whew. Well, you're going to prison again, sir.
Excuse me.
Oh, favorite student front row, Dana Wright. Yes, what can I do for you?
Can you help clarify when one steals a bus? Mm-hmm. Do buses have keys? Is it a fob situation?
My guess is it's actual keys like the old days that you put into the ignition and you turn. I also believe that most buses, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, it's been a minute since I've been on a KTATA or KCATA bus. They used to be stick shifts.
You know, I didn't spend a lot of time staring at the shifting mechanism.
Well, and I've never stolen a bus. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't think they're stick shift anymore. Just guessing.
Probably not. Here we go. Story out of South Carolina, where a South Carolina death row inmate is chosen to die by firing squad in what would be the first such execution in the state in modern history and the fourth in the U.S. by firing squad since 1977. Brad Sigmund, 67 years old, is set to be executed on Thursday, it looks like. No, check that, Friday, for the 2001 beating deaths of his ex-girlfriend's parents. In South Carolina, inmates can choose between lethal injection, a firing squad, or the electric chair. If they don't make a choice, they get the electric chair. Mm-hmm. Sigmund's attorney said on Friday that his client had no choice but to elect, quote, the least torturous way to die.
Did you see the, real quick, the woman who fatally shot her terminally ill husband at his request. Follow me here. Okay. At his request, has been sentenced to nearly a year behind bars and 12 years of probation. She looks, what, 80 years old? Yeah. 75, 80 years old?
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is okay. Every time that computer falls, I about have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
You jump out of your chair.
Oh, my God.
78-year-old Ellen Gilland did, in fact, kill her husband.
She doesn't deny it.
She had made this pact with him 3 weeks before the shooting.
Okay.
Now, it took place inside the Advent Health in Florida. So
well, that's problematic.
This is, yeah. Not that I'm saying this. We're not going to get into some assisted death conversation, but he is elderly. She is nearly elderly. He says to her, I'm not going out like this. I don't want to do this anymore. She honors that wish in a way that I think most of us are not comfortable with in a hospital. She's been sentenced to a year.
I'd have more sympathy for her if they checked her husband out of the hospital and they went home and did it in the privacy of their own home and not in a hospital.
The judge in the case seemed sympathetic toward her and said she believed the woman's husband really wanted this, but that she, quote, had to sentence her to time because of the trauma that incident put others through.
That's what I mean.
Because you're right. And nurses and doctors would have come running. There's now a gun that was clearly loaded in the hospital.
Somebody's running in that room not knowing what's on the other side of the door. And that takes bravery that I don't possess.
Oh, okay. This is buried further down. She pointed the gun at a security officer and a nurse.
Okay, now you got to go.
Shut herself in the hospital room for 3.5 hours and said, I will shoot anyone who comes in here.
Oh, well, now we have a hostage situation.
Now I'm starting to that was way down in the story because I've read the headline for 3 days now that this was coming, that she was going to plea. And, you know, I've remembered the story when it happened in 2023.
Talk about burying the lead.
You point that at a security officer and a nurse. We now have an entirely different set of circumstances.
Exactly right.
I don't think a year's enough.
I don't think a year's nearly enough. If you missed the Oscars last night, they took a lot of the politics out of it, which
Adrian
is, which
Brody is still at the podium talking.
Best picture.
They didn't have me there to fade the music up on him.
Best Scott. Picture was Anora. Yes, I'm aware, Sam. Many times you've done that to me. Adrian Brody won for The Brutalist for Best Actor in a Leading Role. Best Actress in a Leading Role went to Mikey Madison for Anora, beating out Demi Moore for, what's it called, The Sample?
The substance, and you realize the irony that a much younger Hollywood version of Demi Moore took home the Oscar and Demi Moore didn't, when the entire point of The Substance is that
youth, trying to get young again.
Youth wins.
Yeah. They had lip readers who said that she said nice when her name wasn't announced, Demi Moore, but her face did not show the same sentiment.
Well, because it's likely the only chance she's going to get to win one. I mean, she's been in Hollywood for 40 years, has never even been nominated as far as I know. And, you know, she's not getting any younger.
Back to Adrian Brody, you do know that he shattered the record for the longest acceptance speech. They kept trying to pull the music up loud, and then he would shut it down. And you could tell, like, he spoke, Scott, for 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
You're not as important as you think you are.
And what he had to say was important. I don't know that that was the platform for it.
Best actor in a supporting role, Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain, and best actress in a supporting role, Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez.
She's incredible.
And by the way, Culkin is...
Kiernan.
Yeah.
What did I say? It says here Kieran.
Kiernan.
Oh, there's an N there that they forgot to put in there? Okay.
Sorry. But what is he from? It just left me right as I was
He's from.
About to say it
starts with an S, and the dad is a jerk, and they're billionaires. Succession.
But he won for A Real Pain.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, there it is. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from FoxNews.com. A man shared a bitter relationship conflict tied to a morning coffee routine with more than 13,000 people on social media reacting to it and more than 2,000 sharing their very direct comments and thoughts. Was he wrong? A man wondered in a social media post a few days ago for, quote, telling my girlfriend I wouldn't make her coffee anymore unless she stops micromanaging me over it. He said that he was 24, his girlfriend is 23. They'd been together for about 2 years, not much longer, I'm sure. He said living together for roughly 6 months.
Here we go.
Normally, he wrote, we have a good routine. I wake up first, make the coffee. She wakes up to a nice, hot cup. But recently, the woman, quote, started getting really particular about how she wants it done. She began insisting on a super specific method. Measure the grounds to the exact gram.
No.
Pre-warm the mug in the microwave for 30 seconds.
No!
Add the milk at a certain temperature and on and on and on. He said that at first he tried to accommodate her request because, well, if that's how much she loves coffee, I want to make it nice for her. But it got to the point where every time I handed her a cup, she would grill me. Did you weigh the grounds first? Did you warm my mug for 30 seconds?
Did you warm my mug?
Is this whole milk or 2%?
This is not a Starbucks, sister. You can't even put something raw in the microwave that isn't food, can you? Can you just put a mug in there and warm it?
You could put water in it.
Yeah, you would fill it with water and microwave it, yeah.
It'd be fine if you have water in it.
Who pre-warms a mug?
A prima donna?
I mean, that was standard years ago.
What was standard years ago?
If you went to a restaurant and you got a cup of coffee and the mug came out and it was room temperature and the coffee and it was hot, that was wrong.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You really are the youngest old person I've ever met in my entire life.
It's just the way that it was. I'm telling you.
How do you know?
Because my grandmother worked in that industry.
Here we go. The man said one morning she literally took the mug from me, dumped the coffee down the sink, and started the process entirely over herself.
Well, it sounds like the problem is much bigger than the coffee.
Way
with this
bigger. I told her, if you're going to be this picky, just make your own coffee. I'm done making you something only to be told how it's wrong every single time. That relationship is doomed.
Let me give you a bit of advice, sir. Move out.
Run. Oh, I was going to say run.
This is a red flag flying very high over the castle. very high. Yeah, I'm out. If I'm doing you a favor, if you don't like it, then do it yourself.
Did you notice he said he gets up first? He gets up early and makes the coffee.
First. That's right.
No.
That's right.
I do have three instructions when I make Mary Beth's coffee.
Oh!
From her? Three.
Do
from
tell.
Her?
Yeah, well, she has like this protein powder that she likes in there.
Like throw cream and sugar in there. That's different than, you warm my mug?
No, I don't warm the mug. And then, yeah, a little bit of creamer. And then she has one of those little drink mixer things. I don't know what you call them.
The one that goes bish, bish.
It's a button on the side.
Okay.
And it just whisks it, I guess, super quick. So those are the three steps.
Why does the coffee need to be whisked?
Coffee ain't going to whisk itself.
It needs to be mixed appropriately, you know?
Huh.
And we have a really fancy espresso machine.
We call that a spoon in my house.
Well, yeah, but then it doesn't quite break the protein particles up enough. We want it to be smooth, not chunky.
I always find it very, like, if someone is making something or cooking or handing me something, I just accept it with grace, and I'm not going to say, you know, I would really prefer this a little more.
The only time you can do that is if you're paying for it.
Or if you are grilling, it's the only time now I'm going to walk back what I just said. If you are grilling before the steaks are on and you say, how do you like your steak?
Well done.
Oh, gross. I will say medium rare. I'm walking out. Medium rare is the only way to eat a steak. But
you're walking out?
If you're cooking it, you will ask and I will say, medium rare, please. That's it.
Did I buy the steak?
Why would you ruin it? Why would you want to buy me a steak and then ruin it?
Scott, if I showed up to your house for a steak dinner and you served me a well-done steak,
I'm out.
That piece of shoe leather would end up in the trash.
That's not what it tastes like.
I could go to Quick Trip and buy beef jerky. No. Or I could eat a steak that Scott
I would
put
say
on the grill.
Thank you so much. I would eat one bite, and then I would eat the rest of what was on the plate, and then, yeah.
We have a tender, juicy, we normally do flank steak.
Uh-huh.
And it is well done. Maya likes hers still mooing, but everybody else in the family likes their. And my mom likes it mooing too. But Sarah and me, we like ours cooked all the way through. I don't want to see the blood.
I know it's not blood. It's not. But outside of that, if you make something and you're like, how is it? I am just thankful and with grace, I say thank you.
And what if I serve you a burger that's cooked all the way through? You come over to my house.
That's good because I'm like salmonella.
Okay. Smart.
I'm still a medium rare burger guy.
Well, that's how you get sick, man.
You gotta be careful with that in a way
that's
you don't
how you
mistake.
End up with a 9-wig boom boom. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even comfortable when someone says, like, do you like this? Or how would you like this cooked? I'm just like, you're cooking, do it. I'm happy, unless it's a well done steak.
Yeah, then it's medium well or I'm leaving.
But steak is one of those rare foods that you have that conversation beforehand. It's not like if I'm making a casserole, I'm like, how do you like your casserole? Would you prefer onions in it?
Is it a deal breaker if a man can't barbecue outside?
Where else do you barbecue?
Yeah, please don't bring the grill inside.
You get my point.
I prefer not to be carbon monoxide to death.
Can we not overanalyze the questions on the show sometimes? Good grief.
I'm feeling very sleepy.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, but I like a guy that can cook. And I love this. My oldest son, and I think my youngest son will eventually, but he's still in college, has started to cook.
Why does his house keep catching on fire?
Okay. Gene Hackman's health. They did a very sweet tribute to him last night with Morgan Freeman coming out.
My heart.
Talking about his dear friend, Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman's health had been slipping in the lead up to his and his wife Betsy's mysterious deaths, according to friends Daniel and Barbara Lenahan. As well as their son, Aaron, had been friends with the legendary actor who was 95 and his wife for years, and they spoke about the duo's deaths in an interview with People magazine. Daniel said that in recent times, the two-time Oscar winner was essentially kind of homebound. Barbara, Daniel's wife, for her part, added that Hackman, quote, quit riding his bike through the neighborhood about a year ago, with his health really slipping in the last couple of months. They disputed claims... Barbara's claim disputes that of Hackman's daughter, Leslie Ann, who last week told TMZ that her father was in very good physical condition.
Well, still 95.
Yeah.
So who's the famous or infamous, I guess, coroner? Dr. Is it Baden? He was on all the TMZ shows and he's the one that they call and he's like the celebrity death autopsy guy. You know who I'm talking about. They interviewed him over the weekend, and he thinks it is entirely possible that Gene Hackman died of completely natural causes.
Yeah.
And then his younger, healthy wife ran in to get the medication to try and help, slipped, fell, whacked her head.
That's plausible.
And they are two separate accidental, like one in a million shot at the same time, but two separate, very accidental deaths. And then the dog is in that home, sadly, 9 days without food or water. That's how the dog dies. And it's not more mysterious than that.
And they do have bigger German shepherds. And we had mentioned it last week on the program. If they have the door handles, which when you're wealthy, you typically have the fancy door handles that are like a piece of metal that sticks straight out. The dog could have opened the door, and that would explain the open door.
All right. Scott, steak well done. Do you talk to guys next to you at the urinal?
Actually, he does.
I've done that once.
And what did you say to him?
And it was David Coverdale from Whitesnake, and I said, you're smaller than I thought you would be. I was referring to his height, not the size of his you-know-what.
That's not what he thought.
He's like 5'8". I thought watching him on MTV growing up as a kid, I thought he'd be a lot taller.
Has he ever been back to the studio?
No.
No.
I don't think he's ever been back to Kansas City because there's a weirdo who used to work in Westwood at a radio station. Thank God for this. He spared the families having to live through this again. Remember that guy who drove through, shot up the 4th of July parade a couple years ago? That waste of oxygen, Bobby Cremo III, who faced 69 counts of murder and attempted murder, killed 7, wounded 50, saved those families having to live through it, pleaded guilty today in an Illinois courtroom, going to prison for the rest of his life.
Did he have tattoos before he went to prison?
He did. He did, because you may recall he dressed up like a woman and used makeup over his left eye. It says awake.
Okay.
And then he's got this bizarre vine leaf tattoo around his neck.
Okay.
Those are the only ones we know of. So when he committed this crime several years ago, not only did he wear a wig and a dress, but he also used heavy women's makeup to cover up all of his tattoos. He was hoping he could just blend into the crowd and walk away. That did not happen. Anyway, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. New study out today. Apparently, babies remember and prefer the smells and flavors from mom's meals during pregnancy.
Aww.
Studies show that picky eating might start before a child is even born. Babies show more positive facial reactions to smells that they encountered through their mother's diet during pregnancy, suggesting that flavor memories begin to form before birth. When tested at roughly 3 weeks of age, infants displayed fewer negative expressions when exposed to familiar vegetable odors that their mothers consumed during the pregnancy's final weeks. Huh. Very interesting.
It also helps with digestion because they build up the enzymes to digest those foods. So if you're a mom that has a complex palate, your baby's going to have a complex palate.
Okay. A Leawood man, Wes Bergman, he's a 2003 Blue Valley North High School grad who has appeared on a number of reality TV shows, and now owns a home in a gated community in Leawood. He's done well for himself.
Yeah.
Just looked at some of his pictures. He's got a very nice car.
Lives somewhere near Travis.
Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce is a 2008 Cleveland Heights graduate who has appeared in multiple Super Bowls and now owns a home in a gated community in Leawood. Bergman and Kelce apparently look similar, but no one would confuse them as brothers. But as Bergman noted on the Social Game podcast, paparazzi have apparently mistook him for Kelce. He said a photo of Bergman wearing a cap while in a truck was identified as Travis Kelce. Says Bergman, I've got a sick truck, and they got a bad angle. It's a badass truck. They're like, only Travis Kelce would drive this truck. He does have a truck as well, but I think mine is better. I'm going to turn. I'm on his Facebook page.
And people are chasing after him to get photos.
And apparently the paparazzi have mistook this man with a hat on, driving it behind a truck.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
With a bad angle as Travis Kelce.
If he's got a hat on and they're both in a truck, I can see that.
Okay.
Is his wife blonde?
I don't know that
Does
he
has a beautiful singing voice.
I don't see pictures of a wife in here, but he did post earlier.
Now, that would be bad if they mistook
right?
he and Taylor Swift.
I don't know what kind of car this is. I think that's a Corvette or I don't know. All I know is the doors go up, not out. So, you know, it's expensive. And he just wrote to all of my ex-girlfriends that lurk on this page, would you like to chime in about this post and how it makes you feel? Describe it.
That tells me he is not married.
Not only that, but he's got plenty of money. This is on a bricked driveway.
That's pretty funny.
Not just slab concrete.
Those are hand-laid bricks.
And he's wearing a Kansas City Blades hockey jersey. And let's just say that that car is very nice. I'm assuming that's his badass pickup truck in the back that the paparazzi. Yeah.
Hashtag not Kelsey.
Hashtag not worried where my next meal is coming from. Okay.
I bet you he eats steak medium rare.
Of course he does. He has class. I don't. Today is National Anthem Day. It was on March 3rd of 1931 that Congress voted to make the Star-Spangled Banner the official anthem of the United States. It was written by Francis Scott Key, who was inspired by the rocket's red glare during the Battle of Baltimore in the War of 1812. Until then, the closest thing we had to a national anthem was, do you know?
America the Beautiful.
My Country, Tis of Thee.
My Country.
Which is literally England's God Save the King, but with different words. Huh? Today is also Talk in the Third Person Day. Scott Parks doesn't do that.
No, clearly. Dana would not allow it.
It's the start of the Iditarod dog race up in Alaska, which, by the way, is coming under some controversy. Some people argue.
Because it's PETA. Awful for the dogs. Those dogs don't want to run like that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's cold.
Birthdays today. Jessica Biel is 43. Tone Loke, whose real name is Anthony Smith, is 59.
Did he love to do the wild thing?
Yeah, he did. And Julie Bowen, actress, is 55.
That song, by the way, would never be recorded family. Today.
Probably not.
She said, hi, my name is Sheena. Funky Cold Medina. That's about a date rape drug.
Yes, it is. We're moving on and we're going home. Bonus hours
right
next.
Along to it.
Have a great night on behalf of our producer today. Finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.